Now join me in welcoming our 10-minute speaker, Jackie R. from Atascadero. I'm really nervous, so if my voice is trembling, that's why. Oh my God, not an hour. Okay. My name is Jackie. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is February 27th, 2023. I have a sponsor. I had a sponsor prior, but I have a new sponsor. I have worked the steps. Quick background. I grew up in a household with an alcoholic stepfather who was incredibly violent and abusive, and a mother who was addicted to pills and very unavailable. I learned at a very young age, you know, how to read people, how to gauge people's emotions, to try to figure out how my day was gonna go. I also found that when you're cruel to a child or abusive, they don't stop loving you, they stop loving themselves. And I stopped loving myself a long time ago. I've realized recently that the greatest form of self-love that I've ever given myself is getting sober. I started drinking when I was 16, and as we all know, it was progressive. It started just on the weekends, and as I got older, it turned into the weekdays, and then the last 3 or 4 years, I was drinking and using every day, alone. You know, at first it was partying, going to bars, things like that. And then I just became a hermit, and I had a job where I worked from home. So I was home all the time, and I started getting drunk earlier and earlier in the day. I would wake up shaking really bad, and you know what relieves that? A drink. I did that. I thought life was fine that way. I had conceded to the fact that that was just my life, that was just how I was gonna cope with things. Because I didn't want to feel all of the pain from my childhood. I just wanted to numb out. And that's what alcohol did for me. The first time I drank alcoholically from the first time I drank. I was a blackout drinker. I would wake up in places where I didn't know where I was, with people that I didn't know. And I would feel shame for the amount of time that it would take to get to my car and my house and have another drink. I never had legal consequences. I certainly deserved many, many DUIs. But I had consequences with my family. They thought I stopped drinking and using in 2020, but I was just doing it behind their back. I have 3 beautiful nephews, and they are the loves of my life. I didn't realize until I got sober how not present I was being. If I was at a gathering, I could not wait. I was counting down the minutes until I could get something in my system. On the 27th, I hadn't used anything that day. And a friend came over who was in the program, and I was telling him about my birthday, which is 10 days prior to my sobriety date. And I thought I was just telling him a drunkalogue and that it would be fun. And then he said he needed to go to a meeting and asked if I would give him a ride. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I'll wait in the parking lot and, you know. And he was like, yeah, I think you should come in. And I was like, I'm going to pass on that. Thank you so much. But I ended up going in. I was terrified. It's not that I didn't know that I was an alcoholic. It's just that I didn't want to admit that, because that is like being out of control. And one of my biggest character defects is control issues. But I had to humble myself, and it took me an hour of listening to other people share and relating to literally everyone's story, in the sense of I've done that or I've done way worse than that. I got my first sponsor at my second meeting. I worked the steps with her. She was my sponsor for the first 19 months of my sobriety. And she was great. And she got me through it. I never got on the pink cloud. I was in a black cloud because I had to feel my feelings for the first time in 20 something years. And that was awful. And I didn't know what to do, but she helped me a lot. And I came into the rooms very closed off. I'm still pretty closed off. I didn't talk to anyone for the first 9 months. I went to meetings, I talked to my sponsor, I talked to my friend who brought me in the program, and that was about it. I didn't want to get to know you, I didn't want to be your friend, I didn't want you to know anything about me. And it wasn't until I did my ninth step where I felt complete relief and had a complete awakening, and I started going to different meetings. I started talking to people, and I found so many pleasant people and kind people and people that I love and care about so much and who I appreciate and am so grateful for. So I'm so grateful for that. So I'm learning to love myself. You'll hear in meetings, we will love you until you love yourself, which is true. When I let people love me, they love me. And I'm working on loving myself not hating the parts that I feel are just awful. That's what I'm currently working on, is self-love and boundaries. And it's hard because I've not loved myself for so long. I don't really know how to do that or be kind to myself. But I do use the steps. I pray to my higher power every day. I give my life and my will over. And I go to meetings almost every day, sometimes two meetings a day. I just got a new sponsor, new steps. I'm very excited to continue growth. I'm of service, as I'm having a panic attack up here. Sobriety has given me such a beautiful and full life. I have so many wonderful people in my life who love and care about me and who I can call when I need them at any time, and they will be there. And the promises do come true. I have a job. I just got a new apartment. I have all of these beautiful things, and then I'm able to come into a room of alcoholics and share my story. And hopefully someone relates, or someone who's going through something gets something out of my share. And I'll end on this. If you're newer, you'll hear a lot, keep coming back, which is great. You should definitely keep coming back because AA is amazing. But a saying that I found recently that I tell myself every day is, sobriety is never owned, it's rented, and rent is due every day.
All right.